Well, shalom and welcome to another 2 hours of Jewish soul music. This is the second hour. I'm your host, Charlie Bernhout. This is show number 237 for February 17th, 2014. I guess, have you had enough snow? What happened to global warming? Well, I think that this is a clear example that there really is global warming. Isn't that the way they do it? They twist it around so that they they make it fit whatever message they want to give. Isn't that what the politicians do also? Okay. In any event, I'm not gonna be standing on the soapbox right now, though. In the background, of course, our introductory song or selection is the great cantor Moshe Koussevitzky with his classic Sheyi Bona Beis HaMikdash. Well, if you listened last week, you know that I'm playing recordings from a four-CD album that was put out by the Council of Chazanim of Greater Montreal. The 40 years ran from 1957 to 1997. So let's see, 2007 was 50 years. Okay, it's time to come out with some more recordings, isn't it? Okay, let's go back to that series. We will begin our first selection, the great cantor Moshe Schulhoff. It's hard to believe he passed away June 2013 at the age of 66 years old. Wonderful chazan. He was in many shuls, but he was at the Chevra Shas Adath Yeshurun Hadrath Kodesh, wow, that's a mouthful, in Montreal. That's the Montreal connection. So let's hear a wonderful recording of Afafuni with cantor Moshe Schulhoff, the late great cantor.
Oh,
Moshe Shulhoff. You know, as I was listening to that, I was thinking of how not only how much I miss him, and I know many of you miss him. I was thinking how rare is that group of Chazanim that were in the class, if you will, of at that level of Chazanim today. They're around, but there's a great new crop coming up. I'm very optimistic. Of course, you know my feelings about many of the youngsters. But Shulhoff was 66 years old, and when you think of those the late six in their 60s, perhaps even their 70s. Of course, you have Adler, who is also so terrific. It's a rare group. We'll next hear Cantor Yehuda Rotner. He served in Montreal at the Beth Israel Beth Aaron congregation. You know, I'm thinking of all these combinations. I guess it was the merger of many shuls, you know. Going back to Schulhoff, it was Chevra, Shas, Adath, Yeshurun, Hadrath, Kodesh. I wonder if that was a merger of three or four shuls. Anyway, let's go to Cantor Yehuda Rotner with Ritzei, Vim Nuchaseno, and this is a composition by Israel Alter.
Shabbat.
Cantor Yehuda Rothner. We'll next hear Cantor Sid Dworkin, and his connection to Montreal was at the Share HaShemayim in Montreal. And many of you are listeners, I know, of his wonderful radio program each week. It's radio-shalom, S-H-A-L-O-M, .ca. Again, it's www.radio-shalom, S-H-A-L-O-M, .ca. I guess that's for Canada. It's the Montreal Cantor's Corner, and it's every Sunday and Thursday. Go to the that website, and you'll get the exact times. Let's hear Cantor Sidney Dworkin, and he will be chanting Birkat HaChodesh. Birkat HaChodesh.
Yehi Ratzon, Shetechadesh aleinu et hachodesh hazeh. Letova. Oh.
That was cantor Sid Dworkin, and he was accompanied by the Shaar HaShemayim Synagogue Choir. And the choir was, the selection was arranged, accompanied, and conducted by Stephen Glass. Cantor Arye L. Subar. He was happened to be the president of the organization, the Council of Hasanim of Greater Montreal at the time of this. I think that this was his baby. The council had 40 years of Hasanut in Montreal. We're going to hear Cantor Subar. Let me just get to this in one second. Have it right here. I know I have it right here. He wrote this particular composition of Brich Shemay. He was born in Yerushalayim. He studied with Cantor Rivlin and Abel Ehrlich. He was the cantor at the Beit HaMidrash HaGadol in Hadera from 61 to 78. He was the cantor of Congregation Shomrim LaBoker in Hadera, 61 to 78. He became the cantor of Congregation Shomrim LaBoker in Montreal. He returned to Israel, and in 1984, he came back to Montreal to serve as cantor of Congregation Beth Ora. So let's hear Cantor Ari Subar with his own composition of Brich Shmei.
Dear Lord. de si vedar li boi veirai so vetaseli
Subar with his own composition of Brich Shimei. Cantor Moshe Shur was born in Montreal. He received his vocal training with Latvian opera tenor Victor Shatkin. He served in California, Texas, Ohio, and Anaheim. And at the time of this album, he was the cantor of Beth Israel, Beth Aaron Congregation in Montreal. He will be chanting Mizratza Barachamim, a composition by David Kusevitsky. Let me just make sure that I get this correct. Here it comes.
Misratze berachamim, umispayes misachanunim. Misratze veispayes ledoer onim. Kiye. Misratze berachamim, umispayes besachanuahuanim. Misratze misbayes ledoer ani, ledoer ani.
Honey!
Moshe Shur. That was Misratza Barachamim. Kantor Avraham Sha'anani. He was born in Jerusalem. He studied at the Rubin Academy of Music in Yerushalayim and graduated from the Tel Aviv Academy of Cantorial Art. I guess that's what they call TAKI now, the Tel Aviv Cantorial Institute. He studied voice with Naftali Herstick, Avram Oberman, and conductor Eli Yaffe. Now, he officiated as cantor in Israel, Basel, Dusseldorf, London, Liverpool, Glasgow, Caracas, and New York. Wow, he got around. In 1993, he became cantor of Beth Israel, Beth Aaron in Congregation in Montreal. That's the Montreal connection. And at the time of these recordings in 1996, he took up position of cantor at Congregation Beth Tikva. Now, I don't speak French. It's Dolard des Ormeaux, O-R-M-E-A-U-X. You'll forgive me, in Quebec. Let's hear cantor Avraham Sha'anani chanting Lekel Baruch.
Thank you.
Cantor Ronani, Cantor Avraham Ronani. We're next going to hear from Cantor Yaakov Motzin. And what's his Montreal connection? Well, first of all, he was born in Tel Aviv. He studied with Yitzchak Eshel. In 1978, he was appointed Cantor of Congregation Shomrim LaBoker in Montreal. Okay. He was at Adath Israel Poale Tzedek in Montreal, And he was also at Congregation Shari Shamayim. Well, that's in Toronto. Okay, but that's the Montreal connection. And we will be hearing Yaakov Motzin with Hashem Zichoreinu. Okay, it was over much faster than I thought. We heard Yaakov Botzen. Okay, you heard a little bit of the beginning of Shanani, but that was Yaakov Botzen with Hashem Zicharono, and this is Charlie Bernhout, hoping that you enjoyed this second hour of 2 hours of Jewish soul music. You know how to reach me at cbjmusic@aol.com. That's cbjmusic@aol.com. By the way, if you're not receiving my cantorial calendar, just drop me an email and just say, please put my name on the list. Very simple. You should be on the list to find out what's going on in the world of Chazonis. It has a lot of good information for you to have anyway. Again, for my monthly or periodic cantorial calendar and newsletter, just drop me your email address and get on the list. Well, thank you so much for joining with me, and come back again next week. We've got a lot of good stuff. A lot of good stuff. Shalom, everyone.